KORN News Radio Sports, Wednesday morning, July 8th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. Minnesota Twins find themselves just three games out of first place. Coming up on the All-Star break, Minnesota starter Taj Bradley allowed just one run last night, struck out 10 hitters over seven innings as Minnesota beat Cleveland 3-1. Bradley, who set a career high with 11 strikeouts last week at Houston, had a career high 25 swinging strikes last night. He allowed just three hits and no walks over those seven innings. Twins would get a triple, a pair of hits, and an RBI from Cody Clemens as Minnesota now pulls to within three games of first place behind the Chicago White Sox in the AL Central. Game two of the three-game series with Cleveland set for tonight at 6:40. The Twins placed Byron Buxton on the 10-day injured list yesterday after he aggravated his hip over the weekend. Buxton, who was voted an American League All-Star starter for next week's All-Star game, will miss the game. He'll be sidelined throughout the break. The 32-year-old Buxton headed to the IL for the first time this season. He missed five games in May with a right hip impingement. He then sat out four games last week. He then returned to the lineup Saturday versus the Yankees, but then left Sunday's game in the first inning after injuring the hip again, trying to steal second base. The final round of 16 World Cup matches yesterday. Argentina advanced with a 3-2 win over Egypt. Meanwhile, Colombia and Switzerland played to a 0-0 tie. Switzerland advances 4-3 on penalty kicks. The World Cup quarterfinals are now set. It begins on Thursday. France will take on Morocco. On Friday, Spain faces Belgium, and then a pair of matches on Saturday. England versus Norway, and Argentina will take on Switzerland. The U.S. match against Bosnia last week at the World Cup was viewed by over 26 million people, making it the most watched English-language soccer telecast in U.S. history. It also set a Spanish-language record as the most watched U.S. soccer match, according to Telemundo, which reported an audience of 9.8 million viewers. The U.S. beat Bosnia 2-0 last Wednesday night in the first round of the knockout stage. A viewership of the Americans' loss to Belgium on Monday night expected to break that record. That's expected to eclipse 30 million viewers. New York Knicks point guard Jalen Brunson has undergone left wrist surgery. He's expected to be back on the court before the start of next season. The NBA Finals MVP expected to resume basketball activities later this summer. Brunson, who is left-handed, led the Knicks to their first championship since 1973 last month, averaged 32 points per game in the finals, and included a 45-point performance in the Game 5 clincher. Donovan Mitchell has agreed to a four-year deal worth $273 million with the Cleveland Cavaliers. Mitchell, the seven-time All-Star, had 2 years remaining on his contract and could have waited to re-sign until next summer. The extension also includes a $76 million player option for the 2030-31 season. Currently, it's the fourth biggest contract in terms of total value in NBA history. The 29-year-old Mitchell led Cleveland this past season to their first conference finals since 2018. He averaged nearly 28 points, 5.7 assists, and 4.5 rebounds during the regular season. And that's a look at your sports for Wednesday, July 8th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.